Hey guys, Mark Anthony here for AIBC, and with me today is the product sales and development manager for Bind Crypto, Mina. Let's go. Hi Mina, nice to meet you and thanks for joining me today.
Hi Mark, thank you so much for having me.
Let's jump right into it. So, Bind Crypto, what can you tell me about it?
All right, so Bind Crypto is basically one of the top three crypto media in the world. We are the top one by language coverage. So basically, we're building a complete ecosystem in the crypto space. So it's not only about news media. Yeah, for sure, from unbiased news media to jobs portal to academy for those who really want to know and learn more and educate more about crypto and Web3 generally, to editorial content that we build on our own, our writers, so for those who are enthusiasts about crypto and what they really actually want to know about crypto. So it's basically about building this complete ecosystem within the crypto space, educate and inspire people and let them and push them to be more in crypto.
A one-stop shop then basically, Mina.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Well, then I am so sure you have some really nice answers for me. I have some interesting questions for you over here. I'm going to just jump right into it, okay? And I would like you to enlighten me with this. Let's go. So, Mina, very curious question. So what are some of the key challenges facing crypto media today? And how do you feel they are being addressed?
Yeah, so basically, for sure, like regulations is something that's really interesting about the crypto space generally, not only like the crypto media, because you can find like some countries with regulations every single day. And like you have a rule and then another rule and so on and so forth, especially in the developing countries and those countries that are starting actually to kick this crypto thing and pop the cherry in their country. So definitely regulations, because it's really hard for crypto media to provide unbiased and report this kind of news and based on every kind of specific regulations regarding specific countries. So I guess regulations is something really important to focus on. And this is one of the key challenges that any crypto media should focus on and should bypass, and how to provide actually an unbiased and report live news, basically depending on the regulations of every specific country and every specific region. Definitely the second point is how to provide unbiased news, because right now you can, especially in the crypto space, everything is connected like a woman's brain, you know? So it's like you can find a hedge fund related to news media and related to another broker, and you can find like the main investor in this is doing that. So really focusing on providing this unbiased news to your readers so they can trust you and they can come again and be recurrent users is really important in the crypto space. And also the key challenge is how you can turn actually enthusiasts or crypto enthusiasts into readers. And I don't mean here by readers like just like reading some kind of content, but also any kind of format, video format, audio format, whatever. So it's how to turn those crypto enthusiasts to readers, and then how to turn those readers into recurring users. So basically is how to create this kind of user journey for your users and how to build this up to provide actually value for your readers and users.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess these are the main key challenges.
Good stuff. Mina, maybe a following question to what you just answered. How can crypto startups effectively build and launch their products in the Web3 space?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So basically, it's about building this kind of open communication, because right now you can see a lot of communication tools and channels, and it's just like a one-way communication method of thing. So in the first thing that you need to focus on is how to educate your clients, not sell to your clients. So having this open communication and getting this like real touch of feedback from your community is a really important thing, and having a two-way communication. So it's not like one in the way of method of communication, but also you can receive from inputs from your community and how to understand them. How to build a really good user experience within the specific community. So it's basically that you're providing value every now and then. It's not just like you have a Telegram channel and then you're pushing some updates and news and that's it. No, it's basically how you can build this kind of rapport between you and your users or your community. Also, one of the things is events, like especially in Dubai. Since I'm based in Dubai, it's basically every now and then, like every single day, there's event. People are, it seems like people have like these KPIs of how many people or how many contacts I'm gonna get within this event. So you can feel it, and you can feel that people are actually here to interact and to know, to connect, to collaborate. So events is definitely a good way to start building the your own community, and that's why actually you can see a lot of startups are moving from everywhere in the world to Dubai because they can't feel this kind of events stuff and collaboration. So it's not about building a single community that, hey, I'm close, I have a close community on my users or my whatever. No, it's about collaborating with other brands, with other companies in the crypto space. It can actually push your community to be more valuable and not just to be a selling community for users. So you have to provide this kind of value.
Great stuff. Mina, I mean, with the big fall of crypto in 2022, I think yes, awareness is definitely a key factor over here. More expos, bringing more people together, and basically, exactly, building rapport by nurturing them with all the information possibly needed. There's a lot to discover, of course, in this subject. So, of course, we're thankful, of course, that this is exactly the path you're choosing to use, which is educating the public, get them all together, build them up, and then, of course, take it from there, kind of thing. Yeah, good stuff. In terms of education, then, so how can crypto media industries help to educate the general public about the crypto and blockchain technology? And what are some of the most effective ways to do this?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So one of the first things is that crypto media is at the very beginning meant to be like a news media. So that's definitely one of the stuff that you need to educate your users and your readers about what's going on in the market, right? So the first thing or the first starting point is to how, again, back to the point of unbiased news media, is how to provide real-time news media where that's actually aligned with all of the regulations, that's up to date, that's unbiased. So this the first starting point on how you can educate your users. The second thing is to think about actually what's the value that I can bring to my users based on their user flow. So for example, if a user is interested about something, he searched for something and he lands on our page, he reads about this. All right. So now I understand that this user have like more potential or it really needs to get value in this specific topic. Let's say like smart contracts. We have a software engineer and they're really interested in knowing about smart contracts. They're searching every day on Google on smart contracts and how to develop smart contracts. Then they land on being crypto. This is our mission on how we can actually provide value in every single step on your website, on our website, so they can get value and they can be turn out to be recurring users. So we know that you're interested about smart contracts. All right, so we have an academy. Let's push this further and give you more content about the smart contracts and using our academy. And then you get some courses, you watch some videos, you understand how it's going on, not only based on like some kind of written content, but also from the industry leaders talking about this specific topic. And then, all right, that's really good. Now I'm more interested. All right, so we have jobs for smart contracts and our jobs portal. So now you can jump into from the academy to the jobs portal and see if you can actually, if there's something interesting for you, if there's any kind of opening positions with our partners that might interest you, and you can start applying. So again, now the starting point is interest, right? The user is interested about a topic, and the end point is someone who's actually involved in this crypto space. So as a crypto media, you should not only be focusing on like providing news. That's definitely a part of a game, but again, is how to create this ecosystem so you can keep and provide continuous value to your users.
So the cradle effect, cradling them to the knowledge. That's great. That's great. Mina, I have one more important question for you here. What are some of the most promising trends, okay, and developments in the crypto media space that you are currently keeping an eye out for in 2023?
Yeah, so now I guess one of the really interesting things is this decentralized social media or decentralized communities that basically people can share their own thoughts or their own opinions about something. They are responsible for it. They take credits for it, and they can actually start monetizing it. So decentralized media is something that's really evolving right now, and I see a lot of people are focusing and starting to shift to this decentralized media. And one of also the main interesting things is the crowd media. It's just like a synonym for how you can build a successful not only campaign or not only hype around a project, but not only using your own content, but using the community content. So it's related to kind of a decentralized media. So you have decentralized media, people who are publishing content, people who are monetizing their content, and then you have this crowd media, people who can support you actually to build up your project or build up your community, right? So I guess these two things are really interesting right now to discover, especially for the biggest crypto media in the world, because now you can have opportunity not only to provide something for your users or for your community, but to interact with them and to have like a mutual benefit that they are sharing their own content. You are sharing your own content. We collaborate together. We provide more value to the overall community. Definitely AI is something that's really interesting right now, especially what's going on right now with those beta versions that are being released to the market, that it can actually save you a lot of time, a lot of efforts depending on them. I'm not saying that it's gonna replace 100% all of the human beings, but it could be a really good opportunity for you to use, especially for crypto media, because it's related to content creation, designing, development, community engagement, social media, everything. So that's also a really good thing to discover. Also, like this kind of having, I see a lot of projects right now that they're focusing on building this kind of bots or AI machines to figure out who are the most influential people on the industry or the social media. So we can actually engage those communities, understand if it's actually effective community. Because right now we can see a lot of Twitter accounts, for example, or a lot of Instagram accounts that are pretending that they know everything about crypto and everything is good to go and you can start following them, but actually they don't. So using this AI technology and understanding what kind of people I can follow, what kind of content I can actually consume based on if I understand that it's unbiased or not, if I understand that it's for example bullish or bearish. I can wake up today and say, oh, I have a good mood. I really need to focus only on bullish news. So I just gonna keep my eye on every kind of topic or article talking about, hey, Bitcoin is reaching out to $2 million. That's a thing. So you can use these AI technology to provide more customized experience for the community. So yeah, I guess there are a lot of trends that been released in the market so far, and I guess we really need to give a good focus on them.
Especially after what happened last year, I would say. Okay. Mina, how do you see the role of crypto media evolving in the coming years? And what trends do you expect to see?
You know what? This kind of decentralization and moving forward to using a lot of technologies. So right now, crypto media is not only about being a blog or just writing articles. Again, it's about using the technology and how we can use it effectively and efficiently to provide something valuable for your community. So I see that the technology is going to play a really important role within the crypto media space. So it's the shift is not going to be only on the articles or content, but also on the technology. Over the past years, I see that the focus also on the product was on the product. Right now, the shift, not only in the crypto media, but in the crypto space generally, from the product to the competition to be like product and regulations. So as long as you're aligned with the regulations, you're in favor of the users and you're going to provide them really good news and really good real-time news. So the competition is shifting from building a good product to product and regulation and how we keep up with all of what's happening in the regulations. And then the technology, how we can use technology in your ecosystem products. For example, we have like a lot of products that we're using technology and we're trying to manipulate this technology to actually have it effective in across our website. And then I see a lot of collaborations happening in the crypto media space. So it's not about a competition or it's not about this red ocean that everyone is competing to provide the most recent news or the unbiased news or whatever coverage, but I see a lot of collaboration happening with big players in the market. Yeah, I guess this is also going to be in the favor of all of the crypto media out there in the market. So yeah.
Thank you, Mina. Mina, I have one last question for you. You've been great so far. Thank you very much. I would like to know, how do you see the Web3 ecosystem developing in the future? And what impact do you see this having on the broader crypto industry?
Yeah. You know what? I see like a lot of new blockchain networks and technologies are being developed, and this is going to help a lot in building sophisticated products and efficient and effective products. So that's really interesting thing to have an eye on these kind of new networks and technologies that can actually bring us more valuable products. Second thing is adoption, like the mass adoption. Right now, a lot of companies are shifting from Web 2 to Web 3. You can see payment gateways are integrating. Now you can pay like start paying in crypto. For example, in Dubai, you can or in the Middle East, you can start paying with crypto and spending with crypto. This is completely advancing the mass adoption of crypto. I see a lot of traditional media as well shifting from traditional news media to the crypto media gradually. And eventually, I see that there's going to be a really huge potential for traditional news media. That's why I'm talking about also collaboration. And I see definitely technology is going to play a really important role in building new products for the Web3 space, especially for those who focus on user experience, because the blockchain can be more difficult and complex for some people. Not all of us understand everything about blockchain, about contracts, about tokens. For sure, we're not born like with this in mind, right? So having this product that can actually deliver the right value, but with simplest way as possible, this is gonna be the focus of most of the Web3 participants or Web3 projects in the upcoming a few years, I guess, because we're gonna have even more evolving technology, more networks, more complexity, and more potential for those companies to how to can deliver this kind of complex products, but in the simplest ways as possible to the end user. So yeah.
Thank you, Mina. That was very well elaborated. Thank you so much. You've actually gotten me excited to continue my learning journey, and I will be visiting your website and keeping myself more up to date. Well, Mina, I guess buying crypto will be joining us at the AIBC Expo this March in Dubai.
Yeah, we are media partner, and we'd love to meet all of you guys. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Then you guys heard it yourself from Mina. We should be expecting Buying Crypto to visit us at our expo in Dubai this March. Mina, I would like to thank you so much for coming by. You've been absolutely great. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Dubai.
Likewise, likewise. Thank you so much. And one last thing, like be inspired, be educated, and be in crypto. So yeah.
Top man, top man. Mina, it's been an incredible experience. Thank you so much for your input. Thanks for stopping by. And I'll be seeing you in a couple of months, man.
Thank you so much, Mark. I'm waiting for you.
Pleasure, pleasure.